Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Greetings, programs, and we're back again this month for February 2021, and we are doing our commentary track, and this is one I've been looking forward to all month. We're doing the Transformers, and as usual, we have Mr. Derek Diamond.
Hello!
And we have the fact checker himself, Mr. Wally Phelps.
Hello.
Who has been on my ass relentlessly the last few weeks on Twitter.
Correct, yes. I mean, your predictions are always so bad.
One of these days I'm going to hit something good. I mean, I think my predictions are good. They just never turn out right.
One day you'll get your Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, like I told Wally, I was like, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
You know what? We normally text each other on Fridays. Did y'all watch the most recent episode?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
So I'm like, yeah, I feel like I'm halfway there.
I know. I watched it and I was like, huh. I was like, Wally should be firing up the razor here pretty soon, maybe.
and I was thinking the same about you.
You guys should just mail each other razors.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, I've got my, what's that rate, the Dollar Shave? I get Dollar Shave every month. I can send you a pack.
So we both have our own nail razors.
So the bet is if whoever loses the bet has to shave their beard into a Hulk Hogan mustache and appear on the Nerd Cave Retro Show.
Video version, yes. And yes. We try to get them YouTube views up.
Yes.
And whoever loses, I will dress up as the Macho Man in tribute.
Yes.
The superpowers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like I said, we're doing the original The Transformers, the movie from 1986, was it?
Whatever, 30 years ago.
Yeah. At 30. 35 at this point, 36, somewhere around there. But we're going to do that tonight, and I think we all have it on Amazon Prime, don't we?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so if we're watching it on Amazon Prime, we are at the 21-second mark. We are right at the beginning of the original, what's the title card? The De Laurentiis Films?
De Laurentiis Films, yes.
Yes, we're at the De Laurentiis Films, right as that's about to start. So if you have the DVD or whatever and you want to join us, and I'm going to count down from three, and I will say go. Everyone ready to watch the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. In 3, 2, 1, go.
Gong.
Fight. Fight.
Mortal Kombat. Sorry, wrong movie. By the way, did you guys see the Mortal Kombat trailer?
Yes.
I'm excited.
Rather spectacular.
Of course.
I'm so excited for that movie.
Wow, the 80s just threw up all over my screen.
Yes. Yeah, it did. In space.
Spice.
Should we be watching this? It's like the opening of Look Who's Talking.
Gotta love 2D animation.
That had to be hell to animate.
Yeah, especially back then.
It looks like we're about to watch heavy metal.
Metal.
I was actually thinking that exact same thing.
Even the music.
Meanwhile, in Star Wars Episode 3,
everything's pink. It's some weird
robot ale.
Weird looking. Ooh, it's blue milk. Look.
Yep. Delicious. Oh, good. My pink and white milk.
It's strawberry milk.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Look out. It's a
the
giant anus.
Of doom.
It's the space anus.
Look at this asshole.
I think
we're about to be shoved up its ass.
I think George Lucas is going to sue somebody.
This is the kinkiest thing I've ever seen in a children's movie.
Have you guys seen the new Transformers series on Netflix, War for Cybertron?
I haven't, but I've heard good things.
It's very good. Oh, I accidentally paused it for a second.
Stop touching your computer.
I was trying to see if the subtitles were on.
Don't go into the light.
Swear to God, this is kinky. Whoa, what in the world?
Whoa.
This is going to rack up one hell of a cleaning bill.
Is this Mother Brain?
I didn't know Unicron was into some weird shit. Yeah.
Is that like a planet eater?
Apparently, yes.
Man, I love this 80s music.
I do too.
Oh, God. I just. Oh!
Yeah!
And Jason's done for a while.
Dude, I just got transported back to being a little kid in the theater watching this.
Right?
Transformers, yeah! Eric Idle is in this.
Yes, he is.
Can we do
good
Superman?
Old Judd Nelson.
Judd Nelson. Hot Rod.
Leonard Nimoy.
Wow, I forgot all these people were in this.
Robert Stack.
Stack?
You may be able to help solve a mystery.
Yeah. An old, good old Lionel Stander. Orson Welles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
We're in for a good night, fellas.
John the shit.
Yeah.
That was good.
Why doesn't Peter Cullen get any billing?
Who? The what? Future!
Right.
Meanwhile, in the future...
of 2005... Autobots.
So how long has it been since you guys have seen this movie?
Oh my God. Well, I saw it once in the theater, and then I rented it once afterwards. So, at least since 1987.
Yeah, last time I watched it, I think, was 2007.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. You tell him.
Did he just turn into a little SUV?
An economy van. Yeah.
That family would suck. Van. I'm a transformer. What do you turn into? An 18-wheeler. What do you turn into? A jet. What do you turn into? I am a utility vehicle.
I am a Honda Odyssey.
I am a Vespa.
Who's this guy?
Yeah, I'm curious. Who is that guy?
One thing I like about the new Netflix series is they kept the same sort of style of the Autobot, like the Transformers, like the way they look as robots and stuff, very similar to this. Just
oh, good
CGI. So they're like big and bulky and crazy looking.
I love that sound when they transform.
I know. I always wanted that Transformer, the Decepticon, the one that turns into Soundwave.
Yeah.
You could play actual tapes in them. I think. Or was it mini tapes? I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure you could play real tapes.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. That could be a problem.
How did he get so small?
What she said.
Man, they got some like hair metal going on.
Yeah. Yeah, the music definitely gives it a heavy metal type of feel.
Yeah, my parents weren't wealthy enough to get me Transformers. I had to be happy with GoBots.
Same here.
Yeah, funny enough, I never really got into the Transformers toys. They were a little bit before my time.
I had one. He was purple and tan, and he turned into a jet, and I don't know who he was.
I think you made him up.
No.
Laser blast. Meanwhile, at Animal Crossing.
It's got to be a big ass fishing pole.
Yeah. Right. What's he going to do with the fish anyway? He can't eat it.
That's what she said.
That's not a whopper. That's a fish.
It's a fish sandwich. Now a Popeyes.
Actually had Popeyes for lunch today.
Delicious.
I loved it.
I had McDonald's chicken nuggies.
Cheeky nuggies?
Cheeky nuggies.
I had leftovers.
We got a 20-piece nuggets for $6.
I need to get the spicy McNuggets.
Oh, they're good. I had those.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah.
Fire in your heart, yeah.
I want to look up the soundtrack when we're done.
No, I'm going to look it up on Spotify tomorrow.
I I totally want to drive to work tomorrow listening to this song on full blast with the windows down. Yes, I will be that obnoxious asshole.
I love how the subtitle is robotic pulsing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a hole in the shuttle.
Oh my god, it's a Decepticon.
You might want to
found out.
Eh, you can buff that out.
Just some armor all and some duct tape and that thing will be as good as new.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one that started attacking them with a small child there.
Yeah, no kidding. They didn't even know you were there.
You dumb shit. Could have told everybody.
Dig the tank. This music totally does not fit the scene, but it's awesome.
Yeah. Bye, tank. Let's burn rubber.
Eat my rubber.
The boy instantly.
Let's burn some dust. Eat my rubber. Did he just turn into a... Oh, I thought he turned into like a giant... What am I trying to think of? The thing you look into to see small shit.
Oh, a telescope?
A microscope? Yeah, microscope.
Oh, microscope.
His name is Perceptor.
Very perceptive.
Perceptor.
Oh, yeah. All these guys are in the new show. And they look almost exactly the same, just CGI and all beat up. I would like to see, I mean, even though the soundtrack is awesome, I'd like to see a recut of this movie with, like, a symphonic soundtrack.
Yeah, same.
Because it's just a little, I mean, I love it, don't get me wrong, but it's very 80s. Run!
Ruh-roh.
Oh.
Oh no. Oh no.
He's gonna lose a foot.
And now my left foot.
Do you think they have enough guns?
Thanks a lot. Oh, that's all you want us to do. Okay.
Sure.
Oh, we can do that.
You know, I had that one.
I did too. I just remembered. It was the bug. I had that.
Yeah. I guess they were on clearance and we both got one.
Mom got it from the TGNY.
That's right. K&B Toys. Not K&B. Couldn't have been Kane.
Man, there's a lot going on in here. Some good animation for 1986.
You know, Michael Bay had a giant smile on his face when he watched this.
Huh. Look at all the protractors they had.
Boom. That's what she said.
Yeah. That's also what she said.
Rat bat.
A pounding.
A pounding, you hear me? Pounding.
Inside.
Save yourself. Oh, I forgot about Sound Blaster. They had the Autobot version of the tape player.
You screwed.
Is that the guy from the
Micro Machine commercials?
Micro Machines.
What's that? He's taking your shit right there.
I can't hold it any longer.
What are they trying to do? Oh, yeah, that's going to help.
Yeah. You get an A for effort, kid.
All's with it.
Wouldn't it have been easier to like turn it and push it with the wheels?
Nah.
Megazord activated.
Ooh. Exterminate. I say that every day.
I said that to my lunch earlier.
I should frame that and put it up in my house somewhere.
And the battle raged for days.
And the buckets raged.
20 years later.
About time. He's a robot. Did he really have to talk like that?
I'm Cookie Monster, so. Get him, Grimlock.
Well,
oof.
Never mind.
Some sweet chin music.
There you go.
No!
Well, get in there and start shooting.
Yeah. Yes.
You got the power!
I'm sorry, but the music is my favorite part of this movie.
It is, but it so doesn't fit what's going on.
Not at all.
He's just running bitches over.
Die, motherfucker.
Prize, motherfucker.
Boom. pew, 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 pew.
I have the touch.
But only one will have the touch.
Less boo-hoo, more pew-pew. No, you won't.
Splinter.
How the hell did he just stab him in the gut like that with a piece of, what is that, a piece of wood?
Looks like it.
And now he's got a lightsaber.
Where did he get a lightsaber from?
They're just crossing the streams
from
now.
Aisle three.
He's like Superman in the Superman movies. Just whatever he needs to get out of a situation, he just invents powers. He's so angry.
Yeah, why is Megatron so angry? What happened to him?
Terrible childhood.
Ooh, kinky.
So do Transformers get born and grow, or are they just appear like that?
I don't know.
Don't do it, Prime.
Don't do it.
Just blow his freaking head off.
End it here, Prime. It's just... I knew it. Should have shot when you had the chance.
Well, shoot.
You made it worse, Hot Rod.
Ooh, boom! Ow.
Chop his head off.
What'd you say?
Chop his head off!
Well, I mean, according to the Michael Bay movies, doesn't Optimus Prime have a big-ass sword that comes out of his arm? Was that always canon, or was that just a movie thing?
Pretty sure that was just a movie thing.
Yeah.
I've always loved you.
You were always my favorite Decepticon.
That's not practical.
I don't know. Silliest scene thus far.
Yeah, he did. He gonna die, though. Spoilers.
Train.
Yeah, I was thinking that same thing. Who
we
is
gotta
that?
Go back to the future.
Who Bummer is that kid? Far.
Gotta call a meeting.
See the inspiration for Shia LaBeouf's character?
Not really.
Same with Mickey.
Oh no 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 no
no no no no no no no no no no. Nope. Too late. Whoa.
Pass on what you have learned. Oh wait, wrong movie.
There is. Make sure they name a type of shipping after me.
Make sure the Nerd Gave Retro watches this on that service with my name.
In all seriousness, this shocked me when this happened. I was not expecting this at all.
And you know they did this because they wanted to sell the new toys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Your thing is showing.
Chocolate orange? Take my balls.
Well, at least you didn't screw that up.
So who was the next toy to come out that replaced Optimus? Rodimus?
Yes, I believe.
But everybody hated Rodimus, so they brought back Optimus.
I love how he had to, like, shift it because he put it in wrong the first time.
It's like a USB.
Yeah. Oops. It was upside down.
Oh, wrong side.
Put it in the first time, it's wrong. Flip it around, still wrong. Flip it back to the original position, and it's right.
Damn.
Oof. This was rough when I was a kid.
Yeah. Well, you just never expected, of any of the Autobots, you never expected Optimus Prime to be one who died.
Meanwhile, here's this asshole.
Meanwhile, in the space butthole.
Everyone is shocked to see the same footage we did.
Hey, look, they're watching the Transformers movie.
Robot Anus reacts to Optimus Prime's death.
The hell are we watching? Now, sir.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
I don't remember Optimus Prime dying that early in the movie, though.
You left right after it happened.
Well, movie's so over.
You're crying too hard. You're going to have to leave. You lying son of a bitch. That's what my penis once said. Yeah.
It yelled Starscream.
Tron was not the imposter.
Starscream's even a butthole in the new one, too. It's like they took everything, like the aesthetic of this era of the Transformers, and just made it into CGI.
Nice.
No way!
Son. What the hell is happening?
I don't know. Bar fight.
Somebody stopped the match.
By God, they've been broken in half.
Megatron gonna be mad.
As he goes into the anus.
My asshole. I once directed the greatest movie of all time.
I am Rosebud.
Party business.
The space butthole commands you. It did not.
Remember Keanu Reeves being in this movie?
I wonder if Orson Welles even knew what the hell he was saying when he was recording these lines.
It's 0% chance.
Yeah.
I mean, Frank Wells probably didn't know what he was talking about. And he was on the show.
What just happened?
He farted on him so badly, he relented.
Darth Vader. Oh, no.
Now, Tron.
I don't remember this. So this whole movie was just so they could sell, new toys.
Yes, it was actually, yes. 100%.
I do not remember Galvatron.
Oh, I do.
90-minute commercial.
You know this was a double feature when I went to go see it?
Oh, really?
My Little Pony was the other movie playing.
Oh, Lord.
I did not stay for it. Or was it Care Bears? It was one of those two.
See, in the new series, Galvatron is in negative space and helps Megatron escape. It's weird. You just have to watch it. I don't remember Megatron turning into Galvatron. Fabulous,
Alia Babwa.
My wage.
That's why we are here today. Let it go. In your ears.
Wally, do you have push to talk on or something like that?
No.
Oh, now he's a bigger gun.
Ooh. That's your ass. Ooh.
Damn.
I don't remember Starscream dying in this.
Here's what I think of your crown.
Nope.
Too big for me.
Galvatron.
Your first name, Gal?
Gal V Tron.
Galbitron. Asshole.
That's a big anus.
Ooh, you better get out of there.
Like, let's get out of here, Scoob.
Oh, you really meant to say a giant space animal. Come on. Nom 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 nom.
Nom 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 nom.
I really like how Transformers have all kind of different accents. Like, that dude sounded like he was from, like, South Texas.
Yeah.
Holy Hornswoggle, it's a big old butthole!
Better get on out of here.
Now, why would you fly right in front of it like that?
We feel pretty useless.
Who the hell is Spike?
Oh, it's his dad.
Yeah, okay. That helps.
Let's get out. She said.
And it has been a long time since I've seen this, because I don't remember a lot of this.
Yeah, I remembered the first, like, leading up to Optimus dying, I remember most of that, but the rest of this is all relatively fresh for me.
That's what she said.
The music coordinator of this film was like, you know what? The rest of this movie doesn't deserve a metal soundtrack.
Yeah, you tell them.
Oh, get off the skating floor because it's couple skate.
That place is going to need a new coat of paint.
Oh, that's a mystery.
Which pretty much means he's dead.
Yeah.
What do you know?
I got a feeling. Don't make me gut Ultra Magnus.
Run!
Don't jump into the holes.
Uh-oh. I feel chemistry.
I feel uncomfortable with that child between them.
Gojira. I didn't know they had those kind of powers.
You dumb motherfucker.
I'm trying to, but they're fucking stupid and won't go in.
Get in the fucking shuttle. That reminds me of my dog. So curious about everything.
Why are the Dinobots so dumb?
I don't know. You know what this movie could use? A lot of exposition.
Yeah. That's the thing. I have no clue what's really going on.
We need Raiden to show up and give us some exposition.
At least 4 to 5 times.
Yeah, where's Christopher Lambert when you need him?
Right? Apparently he was not available for this picture.
All we got is a little bit of voiceover. No, don't leave RC.
I mean, I suppose if we watched all the old cartoons, we would know what was going on. But we're just kind of like dropped into the middle of everything.
I feel like we're watching Endgame after not watching anything else.
Yeah.
You lying son of a bitch. And now a soft rock anthem.
Okay.
Back in my day.
This movie is chaos.
Yeah, it is.
We're watching it in fast forward.
There's no break. It's just been like constant action since it started. But I guess that's what you had to do when you're trying to keep a little kid's attention.
Yeah.
She said.
Ooh.
Oh no, it's the end of Star Tours. Did they get it with Prime shipping?
I'm going to kill us all.
Gonna sink this bitch.
Hey, they're pulling a Star Trek The Next Generation move.
It's kind of a cool effect.
Yeah.
I love how they had heroic music for the good guys dying.
I know. Right?
Take me now, sir. No. That's not what I mean.
There.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Transformer fish? Is that what I'm looking at?
That's what it seems like.
Seems so.
What is happening? Okay, how did he get... I'm so lost right now.
Yeah, so am I.
You're not watching close enough?
How did he get in water? Like, where is he at? Yeah, Rowdy. Rowdy, Rowdy, help him. Oh, a different hot rod.
R.I.P.
Okay, a Transformer squid. That's pretty cool.
I dig that.
I'm serious. I have no clue what's happening right now.
Even supposed to know what's going on anymore?
I don't know. This movie is...
My eye!
This movie is so random. Like, okay, we have a line of 500 new toys we want to make, so put them all in the movie.
What about narrative? Shut up about your narrative.
What happened? Did it even show what happened to them?
He's moving with no urgency whatsoever.
Did I miss something? Oh yeah, they crashed. That's right. You know, I know she was trying to help the little boy, but by holding him, but she's made of metal too, so I don't think
he would be crushed.
Yeah.
Where's the kid? He's currently a pancake. No.
Okay, I thought you were handing me a dead Autobot.
For now, climb in this corpse.
That's where your father's corpse is now. Oh, movie still has 30 minutes left.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to make any more sense?
Probably not.
I like to think it's just going to end.
So the rest of the film.
Yeah.
So apparently, according to this movie, every other planet in the universe is inhabited by Autobots. Except for Earth.
Makes sense. Just walk it off.
He left a piece out because his instructions were from IKEA.
I come to you from the piss. Gross.
What is happening? Weep, ninny bong.
We all want to smoke from the same bong. That's what that means.
I have a feeling they won't.
That's actually a pretty cool transformation.
What about the bongs and stuff?
Yeah, man.
Remember? Oh, for crying out loud.
Back in my day...
This is the first chance through the entire movie we've had any exposition, so what does he do? Hey, he shows up too in the new show. That guy with all the faces.
Nice. The Shaka Khans.
Shaka Khan.
We all have the same sense of humor.
Orson Welles.
That asshole Orson Welles.
Does the word rosebud mean anything to you?
You know, I was excited for this movie, and I'm glad we're watching it, but Jesus Christ, I'm lost.
I am too, but at least it's a fun watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at least it's not boring, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an alien transformer. I think Ridley Scott's going... Not Ridley Scott. Is it Ridley Scott? Yeah. I think Ridley Scott going to sue somebody. Commercial break.
Meanwhile.
Meanwhile.
We have to spend time with these characters.
What?
Do we have to spend time with these characters?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay. You know, we could have had some exposition here that made sense.
Yeah.
We have.
Would it kill for a little exposition?
Just a little.
Meanwhile, in the space anus.
Meanwhile, in Orson Welles' asshole.
Well,
great name for a planet.
You know, Megatron, at this point, you may want to, when you say you think you've killed somebody, just make sure. Check around.
False.
Maybe find some physical proof.
Yeah. That's racist.
Slightly.
I'm uncomfortable now.
It was the 80s. Oh, here we go. Drums just kicked in. Something's about to happen.
Helicopter.
What does he transform into?
Man.
Oh.
Nifty little contraption.
I want one.
You know what this movie needs? More action.
Yeah, I don't think we've had enough.
Little less talk and a lot more action.
Why did they take the Matrix out?
I don't. What is he doing?
I want Bill and Ted.
All I have is a DVD copy.
Well, son of a bitch.
Sex slave?
That's what I said.
What's the rating on this movie again?
PG, actually.
What's with the tentacle arms? Yeah.
Damn right. You are guilty. Oh.
Is that Transformer sharks?
I'm confused. They said innocent.
I know. I was just thinking that same thing. guilty or innocent, I think they would have been the same either way.
Yes, more music.
Ooh, yeah, yeah!
Yeah!
Those things look like stuff of my nightmares.
Right?
It's a whirlpool bath, sir.
Yeah. It's a delicious pale ale.
With just a hint of citrus.
So it wasn't a fender bender?
Ah.
Wah, wah, wah. Sorry, I already made that joke earlier.
Ooh.
In the face.
I hope their warranty is still good.
Yeah. That dude is weird.
Cool, the Dinobots again.
I guess they wanted to sell more Dinobot toys, too. I ain't gonna lie, the Dinobots are kind of lame.
I used to think they were so cool, and now I know who they are, and it's like, nah.
You guys just want to wake me up when they're off screen?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Hey, it's World War Z.
I am teeny tiny. Oh, God, are you going to be talking in rhyme this whole time?
Commercial break.
Meanwhile,
on the planet Junk.
It's Eric Idle.
It's the racist Transformers. Run!
Oh, Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, yeah.
I don't dare to be stupid on this movie.
God, there is just so much random stuff going on. Like, what is the point of this whole fight?
Oh.
20 minutes left.
We're counting them down.
I'm just waiting to see plot or something, resolution to said plot. Ah, the Dinobots.
Yay.
Nipples are guns.
Ninny bong.
You got any of that ninny bong?
What is happening right now? They're at a dance party.
Dare to be stupid indeed.
With Dare to be Stupid playing in the background.
If you'd excuse me, I think I'm going to be sick.
What?
This does not inspire me to purchase products. Oh, gross.
I have no recollection of this whatsoever.
Me neither.
This used to be a better movie when we were children. Is this why my parents never purchased it for me?
Well, now I know how my dad felt watching this in the theater with me. He probably had no clue what the hell was going on. He's like, what the hell am I watching?
Like, why are we doing this? Should we be watching this?
I know. A little jizzy.
And now the happy ending.
Couldn't they have done that with Optimus Prime, too?
Should have had some herbal assistance before I watched this movie.
Well, don't let this deter you from watching the new Transformers series on Netflix. It's much more easier to follow. Okay.
But does it dare to be stupid?
Oh, it dares.
It dares. Now that's the worst damn bong I've ever seen.
You asshole!
It's got Keanu Reeves!
And Lawrence Fishburne.
Do not watch the sequels!
Now he's opening the entire anus.
Full goatsy. Yeah. Oh my god, it almost looks like it.
Well, shit.
It's Mega Made. Suck. Suck.
Suck. She's gone from suck to blow.
Uh-oh.
You done pissed him off, Galvatron.
I mean, why does he have those wings like that? Because they're not really going to help with anything. There's no truth in this art. I think Wally fell asleep.
No, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
He left. He had enough.
Yeah.
Why not here?
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here slack-jawed.
Ooh, he's going to eat him.
Button size.
It's like a tic-tac.
Finally got him speechless.
He's dead. Let's go.
Oh, we forgot to tell you, he's actually been dead since the beginning of the movie. All right, let's go.
Spearmint breath.
Feel the power of Listerine.
Well, that ship didn't last long. Ooh. They just go in his eye.
Yeah.
Yep. That's gonna hurt. Hope he's dead. Wait a minute, that's a child you're listening to.
Yeah!
Keep all your dreams alive.
I'm definitely going to be listening to this soundtrack tomorrow.
Oh, for sure.
He's inside the brain.
Yes!
Shiny.
The same thing we do every night, Pinky.
Try to take over the world.
So why didn't he put the Matrix inside his chest? Why is he got it hanging around his neck like Flavor Flav?
Flavor Flav. Yeah, boy!
Dinobots again. Negative, negative. It didn't go in. Just impacted on the surface.
Almost there.
Use the force, Grimlock.
What?
Oh!
We don't know what force is.
Why don't you just transform, you little dick? I hate it when movies like this like have people forget to do stuff that they know they can do to make the situation better.
Isn't waterproof.
Where did all this water come from?
I exploded his urethra. We're being expelled out the cyber penis.
What is that?
Hell?
Blah.
Oh. We're dying in bubblegum.
I know now why you cry.
And I know it is something I cannot do. Use the force.
I was cursing at you. Blast it, son.
Oh.
My fault.
And he trips and falls in.
Fine, I'm gay. He said, come out.
Man, the inside of this giant robot is kind of nice.
That's good traction.
Yeah.
My true form is a dog's phallus.
Ooh. Yeah, but Autobots don't breathe. How's he gonna choke him out? There's no truth in this art. You. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Here we go.
You.
Want to wrestle?
Just threw him through the damn wall.
As God is my witness,
he is broken in half.
It's the Infinity Stone.
Yeah. I open this chocolate orange in the name of Optimus Prime. That's just indigestion.
I think that might be everyone's exit cue.
Mm-hmm. Time to go.
All right, now that our exits are completely blocked, I can answer this. Not for you to say. How dare you stand where he stood?
How does a helicopter work in space? There's no truth in this art.
That should be a little tagline at the end of the description. There's no truth in this art.
His head fell off.
You gotta take them back to Toys R Us.
You got the touch!
White company on the sidelines going, no, this can't end the war.
So I guess...
Yes.
Next up, Masters of the Universe.
That's what it did for me, too.
Yeah, same. Well, that was fun.
Why is Peter Cullen so far down?
I have no idea.
Scatman Crothers. Don Messick, that's another one. I mean, all of the people who are actual... You know, voiceover artists weren't in the opening credits.
I know.
Wally Burr. That's me when I'm cold.
Yeah.
It's me when I shoot Alexander Hamilton.
Music supervised by Soundtracks.
Fascinated, there are way more lyrics to this song than I thought there were.
Yeah.
Soundtrack album on Scotty Brothers Records.
Couple of dudes out of Brooklyn.
More than meets the eye. Transformers. Robots in disguise.
Hunger. Dare to be stupid.
To the evil forces of Decepticons. See, I knew that part.
Well, that was fun.
It was, if not confusing as all hell.
It was confusing as hell, but we've watched far worse.
Can you really give a synopsis of this film?
Let me see what the synopsis is. Hold on, let me... Get out of this.
Yeah, it just says the Autobots must stop a colossal planet-consuming robot who goes after the Autobot matrix of leadership. At the same time, they must defend themselves against an all-out attack from the Decepticons.
Yeah,
that's about it.
There was just so much. There's just so much going on in that movie. It was like...
Yeah.
And yet nothing's happening.
Yeah.
It has everything and nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it was fun to go back and watch it, because especially for the soundtrack, holy crap.
Oh, yeah.
And that opening, man, dude, I felt like I was back in the theater when I was like...
Transformers!
I was 9 when this came out.
Somebody go buy me a Coke and some popcorn.
Yeah. Dad! I need some popcorn!
Give me that popcorn.
What's wrong, man?
Well, that was fun. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I enjoyed it. It wasn't quite the great film that I was expecting, but it was good nonetheless.
Yeah,
it was a fun watch.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll watch it again.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to watch it again, but I do really...
For another 35 years.
I do highly recommend that new Transformers War for Cybertron on Netflix. It's really good.
Yeah, I still need to check that out.
This is 100% animated in Japan. Does this make it an anime?
Pretty much, yeah.
The Decepticons! Yeah!
So I guess next month we'll do another couple of episodes of something. What would you guys like to do as far as just regular television episodes?
I don't know. I was thinking Masters of the Universe, but
we could do Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
get to see, show everybody our Cox. Courtney Cox, I'm talking about. She's in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to do that, we can do that. Or if you want to put it up on a poll.
Yes, let's do a poll.
We'll do a poll.
Okay. Yeah, Derek, I'll let you throw the poll up. And between either, what are our options?
Well, the Muppet Show just came on Disney Plus. Is the Muppet Show a good contender?
Depends on what episode it is.
I'm thinking the Mark Hamill episode.
Yeah,
that would be a good one.
We could do that, or I don't know. There's so much we could do.
We haven't done Captain N in a while.
Ooh, that's true. We could do a Captain N.
Yeah. I also, one of these months, I really want to do Brain Scan with you guys.
That's right, Brain Scan. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, put that on it too.
Okay.
Will do.
Because, yeah, I've never even heard of that until you started saying, none of you know this masterpiece.
It is a masterpiece. It's a great movie. We need to get it out there.
I'm looking at the it's 5 stars on Amazon.
Oh, it is?
Transformers the movie.
Oh, Transformers.
Transformers the movie has 5 flipping stars. How?
Out of 4,650 reviews.
Did any of them watch the movie?
I don't know.
Let me hold on a second. Let me see if I can find some reviews real quick. Because I really want to know. Because it does seem like the type of thing that is all nostalgia driven, you know?
Yeah.
Because I really doubt.
Brain Scan's available to rent on Prime as well.
How much is it?
HD $3.99, SD $2.99. I don't even know if they. I don't even know if they did an HD transfer of it, so might as well just get it in SD.
Let's see.
And it's got 4.5 stars.
4.5? Yeah. I mean, this movie had 5, so I don't know. This, let's see. Amazon reviews Transformers. Formers. Gosh darn it. Okay, here we go. All right, Transformers. The movie. Here we go. Okay. Let's look at this. Peter Cullen gets top bill on the description here.
I'm sure he does. See.
All right. Customer reviews. 5 stars. Let's look at them. How many stars would you give this?
3.
Okay.
Yeah, I think 3's right.
So, do you want to relive your fondest 80s childhood memories? Then look no further than Transformers the movie. Grab your sons and tissues and relive the moment. That sounds horrible, sir.
Yeah.
And relive the moment you experienced true heartbreak and witness your kid live it for the very first time. Have fun bonding with your child, as this movie is an excellent icebreaker for opening up the opportunity to explain real-life issues like death. As a tip, be sure your kid is already familiar with the original series. He wants us to do homework. So they are just as emotionally invested as you are before you guys watch the movie. Then, after the little tot is in bed, you can discuss with your wife how this film's a necessary doorway to true awesomeness in the age of man. Reminisce seeing it in theaters way back, and then let the echoes of a theater filled with crying adolescents really bring you back. This film is animated gold with original songs that are still cooler than anything being released nowadays. Now that part I agree. Even Michael Bay looks back at this film and sobs. In a world where no one seems to know who they are or what the heck is going on, dare to be stupid.
Wow. Okay.
So, the next review is just literally someone copied and pasted the lyrics to You Got the Touch.
Oh, okay.
The third one is Still Holds Up. Transformers the movie is one of my all-time favorite films. I remember watching as a kid. with my older brother who owned an uncensored VHS copy of this. Now, here's the thing. This version of the film, I think, was censored because I didn't... There weren't any curse words in it. There were curse words in the original.
Yeah, in the original, when Starscream gets his foot stuck and he has to tear his foot off or whatever.
Yeah.
He says, he screams, damn.
Yeah, damn my leg. Yeah. And I believe there was a curse word whenever the ship was being eaten by the whatever that thing was called, the Unicron, or
the
whatever
unicorn, the unicorn butthole.
the asshole director of Citizen Kane. That's basically, you know, I'm not going to read all of them because there is 89% of them. There's over 4,000. Although I do want to read this one star review. Bought it because it had a digital copy available. Opened the case, look in the code, and the first thing I see is the offer is expired. So I think that's also very, very telling because they didn't say anything about the actual film. Like, all of the one star reviews is literally, there's no digital download with this. Yes, there we go.
Well, I think we've got our list good for next month. Derek, if you'll throw that up on the Patreon.
Yeah, so we got Brain Scan, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, mm-hmm. The Muppet Show, and Captain N.
Yep.
Cool.
Sounds good to me. Well, I hope you guys had a good time. I had a good time. I hope all of you out there had a good time. And like I said, go head over to Patreon and vote for what you want us to do next month. Keep us above that $50 level. Don't go anywhere. And tell your friends about us. And maybe they'll throw us some money too. And we can start doing more stuff because I like doing stuff like this. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, I love it.
Absolutely.
But good night, everybody. And we'll see you next time.
Yes.
Yes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.